Breezy conditions will occur across the Midwest today as we deal with a little bit of an insurgence of colder air, but it's not going to last long. Warming will return as we get into the weekend. The temperatures out there this morning are still relatively pleasant, running mostly in the 40s and 50s across the Midwest, but we do have brisk west to northwesterly wind blowing across a large part of the western and central parts of the Midwest, where we have sustained wind speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and some gusts getting up over 40. Yesterday afternoon, we saw wind speeds sustained at 30 to 35 miles per hour in the western Corn Belt, and some gusts reached up to about 65 to 70 miles per hour. Some damage occurred from the winds yesterday. Our winds will not be quite as intense today as those in the western Corn Belt, but we'll still look for a rather breezy day. As we go through the forecast period, the only precipitation of significance for the next few days will be in the Great Lakes region today and tomorrow. Most of the precipitation that occurs during that time frame is expected to be light. I would be surprised to see more than a half inch of moisture, and quite a few areas will probably see much less than that. The majority of the precipitation occurs around the backside of the low pressure center responsible for all the wind, and it looks as though the majority of the precipitation will wind down tomorrow morning, but we'll still have some showers occurring during the morning hours tomorrow. After that system does finally abate, the majority of the Midwest will be dry over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and probably into Monday. But on Monday, we do expect to see some showers and thunderstorms to begin popping up in the western portions of the Corn Belt. Now, some of that precipitation will actually occur just a little bit earlier than that on the western fringes of the belt. This will occur late Sunday night, early Monday. The first round of precipitation will get into the heart of the Midwest on Monday and then stall out and wait for a reinforcing shot of energy to come along during the middle part of next week. That reinforcing energy will likely create a mammoth storm system in the middle of the Midwest as well as the lower Mississippi River Basin area, and we could end up with some substantial rains and perhaps some high wind, and out in the plains a potential for a significant amount of snow. The storm system is obviously a full week away, but it does have a lot of support. Contrasting air mass temperatures across the U.S. and also a very significant moisture feed coming in from the Gulf of Mexico. So unless something dramatic changes over the next 7 days, we probably are still going to see a significant precipitation event during the early to middle part of next week. Some flooding may come from that event. There may also be a risk of severe thunderstorms, but it's way too soon to get specific about those potential issues. The temperatures out there here for the next few days will bounce around a little bit. We'll look for high temperatures today to be rather mild across a big part of the region, with 40s and 50s expected. Tomorrow we'll see somewhat similar conditions, 40s and 50s still prevailing in the majority of the region. As we get into the afternoon on Saturday, we'll warm up a little bit. The eastern belt will still be 40s and 50s, but the western and central parts of the Midwest will be seeing readings running mostly 50s and lower 60s. The warmest weather will likely evolve as we go from Sunday into Monday ahead of that developing storm. We'll probably see widespread 60s and maybe even a few lower 70 degree temperatures for a little while. On the backside of the storm, temperatures will cool down quite a bit, but we won't see that happen until the second half of next week. And it looks like our low temperatures over these next few nights are certainly going to be seasonable, running mostly 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.